This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Almost everyone is acquainted with the Old Testament book of Job. When first introduced to Job, he is pictured as a righteous man who had prospered greatly. But Satan accused God of building a hedge of protection around Job, insulating him from any real adversity, and contended that this was the reason for Job's faithfulness. God then allowed Satan to afflict Job to test his integrity. Job lost his children, his possessions, and was inflicted with tremendous physical pain. But through it all, he patiently endured and remained true to God. The Bible tells us that Job accepted his suffering, saying, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job 1, 21 and 22. A particular notice for our study today are the words, "nor charged God foolishly." This great man made no foolish charges against the Lord. Under the pressure of anguish and agony, man is tempted to question God's wisdom and goodness. In times of suffering and sorrow, many are inclined to forget the love and graciousness of their Maker. Some even make foolish charges against God. They may say, "God doesn't care about me," or "God isn't being fair with me," or "if God is so good and powerful, then why does He allow such bad things to happen to me," or something similar. They question God's love. Some become bitter and turn away from God because they refuse to believe that God is good while they must suffer. We should remember the inspired words of Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We are not always capable of grasping the sublime purposes of God. When we are troubled with questions we cannot answer, we need to remember that a wise and benevolent Father has purposes too profound for us to know. The remarkable thing about Job was that in the midst of tremendous loss and overwhelming suffering, he never charged God foolishly. His tribulations exceeded what most men could imagine possible and what many are willing to endure. His oxen were stolen, his servants killed, his sheep died, his cattle were driven away. Then came the worst news of all. Wind had destroyed the house where his sons and daughters were gathered, and all had perished. Following this was the pain of boils throughout his entire body. His own wife encouraged him to curse God and die, and his so-called friends were of no comfort. Still, Job never charged God foolishly. His was not the faith of convenience, but a faith as strong in adversity as in prosperity. He did not comprehend why all these things happened to him. He had questions. He was deeply perplexed, and he sought to understand, but he did not charge God foolishly. It has been suggested that some people are prone to recall 1 week of illness more quickly than 51 weeks of health. We are tempted to let adversity blind us to the abundance of God's goodness. Hardships can be more readily accepted, however, and life will be much more pleasant if we will develop the habit of counting our blessings instead of detailing our problems. We may not always be able to explain the exact cause of troubles and difficulties, but we can always remind ourselves that if we are truly children of God, He loves us and will not forsake us. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Remember what the New Testament says about Job in James 5, 10 and 11. "Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed."